This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on an official visit to Russia and Austria from 8th to the 10th of July. He will hold the 22nd India-Russia annual summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The two leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between India and Russia. Briefing the media on Prime Minister's visit in New Delhi today, Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Quatra said both the leaders will exchange views on contemporary, regional and global issues of mutual interest. He said the leaders will also assess the status of bilateral engagements in grouping including BRICS, SCO, G20, East Asia Summit and the United Nations. Mr. Quatra said the issue of early discharge of Indian nationals who have been misled into the service of the Russian army is also expected to figure during the discussions. The Prime Minister will also interact with members of the Indian community in Moscow. The Prime Minister will travel to Austria during 9th and the 10th of this month. This will be Prime Minister Narendra Modi's first visit to Austria. India has registered the highest ever growth in the value of defence production in 2023-24. The value of production has reached nearly 1,27,000 crore rupees in 2023-24, 16.8% higher than the value of production of the previous financial year. Sharing the information in a social media post, Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh said, the Make in India program is crossing new milestones year after year. Mr. Singh congratulated the industry, including defense, public sector undertakings, other public sector undertakings, manufacturing defense items, and the private industry. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said the Indian Railways is manufacturing 2,500 general coaches this year under special drive. The minister was speaking after signing an MOU between Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya of Indian Railways and leading commercial aircraft manufacturer Airbus today. Mr. Vaishnav also informed that Railways is running about 10,000 special trains this summer to fulfill the heavy demand during this period. The minister said the government's prime focus has been to cater to the economically weaker section and the middle class. NEET PG Entrance Examination 2024 will be conducted on the 11th of next month in two shifts. The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences issued the revised schedule of the examination today. The exam was postponed last month, the day ahead of the scheduled date of examination. The decision was taken in the wake of allegations regarding the integrity of certain competitive examinations. In the United Kingdom, the Labour Party has secured a landslide victory in the parliamentary election, defeating the ruling Conservatives. As per the latest data, Labour has won 410 of the 650 seats, crossing the threshold of 326 seats for a working majority in the House of Commons. Keir Starmer of the Labour Party is set to become Britain's next Prime Minister, ending 14 years of the often tumultuous Conservative government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Keir Starmer on his victory in the UK general elections. Mr. Modi said he looks forward to the positive and constructive collaboration to further strengthen the India-UK comprehensive strategic partnership. Mr. Modi also expressed gratitude to Rishi Sunak for his active contribution in deepening India-UK ties during his term in office. In women's cricket, India will face South Africa in the first T20 international of the three-match series in Chennai this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. In Wimbledon tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Abdon will take on German pair of Hendrik Jebens and Konstantin Frentzen in the second round of the men's doubles this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the Indian contingent heading for the Paris Olympics 2024 later this month. Interacting with the athletes yesterday, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that the contingent will bring glory to India. The Prime Minister said this time the government has made an effort to activate the Indian community in Paris for the ease of connectivity of the Indian athletes. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for very heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand and most parts of Northeast India for today and tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.